all about.
This is Rocco Granada reporting for InTheCrossWeTrust.com. I'm here at Penn Field. Right with me right now is Drexel assistant coach Chris Collins. Chris, you had two games here today. First game against Bucknell. Team seemed to start out slow, but then picked it up. And then now this game against Mount St. Mary's. How would you assess both these games?
Well, I got to tell you, it was great to see our guys come out and compete today. For us, only putting together 4 weeks of practice with our guys only being in school for the last 4 weeks. I thought it was good. Again, a lot of ups and downs. We want to see that. You know, want to see the kids struggle a little bit. Most importantly, want to see how those kids are going to react to things. And, you know, not walking in again, you know, two games today with no scouting report, not really knowing, you know, individual matchups and all that. So it was really nice to, you know, kind of roll the ball out and play today and really see how our guys, you know, were just going to react. And believe me, there was a lot of good not necessarily a lot of bad, but let's just say, you know, a lot of good, a lot of bad. And it's October and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it's just a matter of getting out there, getting loose, shaking the rust off, you know, for the first time getting together. And, you know, like I said, this is just what they label as the University City Classic. For the Headstrong Foundation, you get to see some new teams each year. You know, Penn's always here, but now this year with Bucknell and now St. Mary's coming in, it's more or less get rust off and see how the guys can react to the different situations.
Oh yeah, it's you know, not that I don't want to go toe-to-toe with Penn every, you know, any chance we get here, you know, add that city rivalry on top of playing in a really wonderful event, you know, with the Headstrong being the sponsor here. It's great going against guys that you really don't see in the spring or haven't played in a while. It's great to watch our guys, you know, react and make plays or not make plays and, you know, different combinations of guys, old guys, young guys, you know, got the vet group out there, got the rooks out there. That's the best part about college across is, you know, each year it's a different group. The dynamic is different. And I'd say for us, you know, all in all, it was a successful day.
Now let's switch gears. End of September, you represent the United States in the World Indoor Lacrosse Championships. I was able to get there for the last weekend. And I took in a lot just in those 2 days. You were there for the Wednesday prior all the way through. What type of, I don't know, word history or what did you pick up from there being on the Onondaga Reservation?
Well, it's I'm really glad you asked me that, Rock. I gotta tell you, you know, I still get chills from it, and I know I'm gonna have those feelings for the rest of my life. You know, goal of mine ever since I picked up a stick as a kid was to have a chance to represent the U.S. and you know, to have a chance to finally do that. You know, at the later stages of my career. You know, now being 33 years old. You know, playing pro ball for the last 10 years, a lot of miles in there. Yeah. And I won't say that's the final piece to it, but it's definitely one of those final pieces to the puzzle as a player. You know, one big goal of mine. You know, checking that off, being a member of that team, being able to contribute on that team. And, you know, I always knew it would be special, but I had no idea how special it would be to put that sweater on for the first time. You know, see the USA logo on the front and your last name on the back. It's a feeling that I will never, ever, ever forget.
Yeah, and it seemed that way with a lot of the players on that team that I talked with during the 2 days I was there. Jeff Ratcliffe, who came back after being out of the game for about 7 years after with his back and neck problems. He played phenomenal. Brett Manny representing for the defense and him playing his game. Casey Powell, an ageless wonder, is what I call him. At 39, still playing like he's a 23-year-old, you know, just coming right out of college. And you could see the look on everybody's face. And even, I'll say this, Garrett Full. He represents our country as a soldier, as an Army Ranger. So he's already has that, and now he's representing the country in the World Indoor Games. What was the feeling throughout the whole entire locker room? I mean, you had players from young all the way to old. You had Blaise Reardon from University of Albany. He was the only college player on that team. So you have the young there up to the old in Casey Powell.
You know, I think, you know, and, you know, so much honor, you know, was in that dressing room. And so much, you know, so much humble in that dressing room. You know, 23 guys, and we ran the gamut from from seasoned vets, you know, CP and Jeff Ratcliffe, to young future stars in that dressing room too, with, you know, Marcus Holman and Blaze Reardon. And then you have the middle of the road guys, guys who have cranked out some years in the pro league, and again, a lot of miles on that group. But that dressing room was special. You know, it was the first group really taken on by U.S. Lacrosse, and I got to tell you, it was done right. You know, we were there competing for gold. I'm proud to say that we came back with a bronze medal. By no means does that change anything. It was a special group. But everything right there at that moment, it really came full circle. There's a lot of people that, you know, allowed a lot of us, and myself included, to get to where we were at that point. For me, I just got to look at home and thank my parents for all those opportunities, you know, starting at me as a young kid playing lacrosse back in Yorktown, New York. Literally, it was a dream of mine ever since I picked up a stick as a kid to one day, you know, wear a Team USA jersey, and to finally have that and have those memories and have those memories with my family and teammates. And it was an incredible experience, you know, one of the best lacrosse experiences of my life. Like I said, you know, been very lucky enough to play, pro ball for 10 years now. Had a chance to play in the NCAA tournament, be a part of the Final Four. This is just one kind of final piece to the whole playing side of things that it really just makes you look back and say, wow. The game itself has done so many things for me. Met a lot of really cool people along the way, done some really awesome traveling, and to play in some really cool arenas, to have a chance to play on the reservation, you know, be fully immersed in the Onondaga Nation and the Haudenosaunee culture was incredible. And I have nothing but amazing feelings and memories about that whole experience, and very, very lucky and humbled to have the honor to do so.
Now, you mentioned that, and I took that in for the 2 days that I was there, so I could only imagine, and you basically summed it up, what it was like for that whole, I guess, week and a half, 10 days that you and the rest of the guys were there. When you were out there warming up, I walked around and I noticed Team Israel was out there, and there was a lot of emotion on that team. A lot of the guys were, I guess you could say, a few tears were flowing, because I don't think they expected to get as far as they got their first year in the World Indoor Lacrosse Championships. They made it as the fourth best team in that tournament.
You know, every team in that event, you know, you have to tip your hat, you know, to the, you know, to Team Canada, who won the whole thing, you know, to the Iroquois, who put on, you know, one hell of an event, and, you know, it sucks to say it, but in a tournament like that, like, hey, there's got to be a first place, a second place, a third place, and so on. So, it's just one of the things that our great game allows us to do, is go toe-to-toe with the best players in the world. But it just brings so many people together, and to have an opportunity to do so, to play against all those teams, but just to see, you know, how far the game has grown, you know, internationally, to see how much the game means to so many different people, you know, whether they are the best team in the world or a team that was there for the first time. That's what the FIL and International Lacrosse and the World Games experience is all about. Believe me, everyone wants to win a medal, but when you're not on the floor and in the hotel and downtown and seeing guys and all that, there's no greater family, I tell you, than being a lacrosse family. And like I said, having the chance to do that and be there and experience it, and to cap the whole thing off with playing in the Carrier Dome. I had been a spectator in that building for many, many times. I'm proud to say that I'm 1-0 in the Carrier Dome. Yeah. There's not many people that can definitely say that. But, you know, me being a New York guy myself, having the chance to play there in such an amazing event, you know, in front of 10,000 people, and to come away with a medal and some minutes in a game, it was incredible. Literally, you know, my whole lacrosse life flashed in front of my eyes on that day. And literally, it's giving me chills, you know, and I hope it does for the rest of my life, because it was truly amazing.
Truly amazing. Now, one last thing. You turn to the pro game, to the NLL.
Here we go.
New England Black Blitz. They have an exhibition game December 19th in Allentown at the PPL Arena against the Buffalo Bandits. You saw some of the old wing faithful at the Carrier Dome at the tournament. What do you expect to see there in Allentown? Because you know all along social media, they're talking about who's going to get group tickets, and you know there's going to be a heavy turnout of the former Wing fans.
I gotta tell you, it will be a Wings home game. And who's to say I might not, get a wings bucket and, paint it up just for that exhibition game. But it'll be nice to play a game back in the state of Pennsylvania. Too bad it's not right here in Philly. Philly, one of the best lacrosse towns there is, high school-wise, college-wise, pro-wise. And I hope one day that, the pro game comes back to Philly. Because this is a special, special place for lacrosse, especially for the pro game. You talk about experiences and teams you played for. Being a part of the Philadelphia Wings family, something I will never forget. And how special that group was, because you're still traveling around now and you run into Wings fans no matter where. And they know anyone and everyone and everything, especially about you. So I'm looking forward to running into that Wings family up in Allentown.
Yeah, Chris, I want to thank you for taking the time out. Good luck this upcoming NCAA season, upcoming NLL season with the Black Wolves. We'll see you on December 19th.
Yes, sir. Yes, you will.
All right. Thanks again.
Thanks, Rock.
Again, that was assistant coach Chris Collins of the Drexel University Dragons. Again, Dragons fall in game two to Mount St. Mary's 8-6, but win their opener against Bucknell by a final score of 12-8. This is Rocco Granato reporting live from Penn Field on the backdrop of the University of Pennsylvania.